let's get to Clayton. Been there all week, and we continue to be, and we're going all Spanish with Max.
Hola, James. ¿Cómo está? Here I am. I'm in Clayton. I've just decided to jump in to a wonderful Spanish session that's happening here in their community centre. Right, and with me, I've got Luis Hernandez. Have I said your name correctly?
Almost, yeah. Nearly there.
So what exactly is happening here today?
We're doing a course today. Spanish for Beginners is the third session today.
What are you teaching?
Teaching them how to get by in Spain. So how to ask for food and drink, directions, say the names, a bit of hospitality.
And for you guys, it's your third session. How are you finding it? And what made you decide to do this?
Well, it's very good because there's a lot of speech practice, whereas some courses it's just academic. And I know some academic Spanish, but this is quite different and much more useful.
Do you go to Spain a lot?
I do go to Ibiza quite a lot. And I don't say Ibiza.
How do you say it?
Ibiza.
Ibiza. What are you learning about at the moment? I'm looking at these lovely pictures of all kinds of fabulous food.
Empanadilla.
Empanadilla. What's that?
Like a small pasty fry.
For you coming from Clayton, do you think it's important that we learn lots of different languages?
Oh yes, I think more languages should be taught in school. When I was teaching, children did a French course from the age of 7. And I think it helps to introduce people to the idea that other languages are useful.
So for courses like this are crucial.
Yes, they're crucial.
So okay, what about you? What have you enjoyed so far?
Everything.
You're just loving it. Yes, I can see from your smile you're just having a great time.
I am, and the reason that I've wanted to learn some Spanish is I've never been able to pronounce the words from my phrase book properly, and people look at me as if I'm very strange. Some very odd comments, I think, which says, what the hell are you talking about? As I'm going over near to Barcelona in December, I wanted to be able to use my knowledge a bit better.
I think that is a fantastic way to use your language, actually go out there and see whether you get those funny looks.
Yeah, dead right. I probably will still, but for a different reason.
Well, let's hope, let's keep our fingers crossed. So for me, when I'm in the studio, I have to say things like, stand by to James. Well, how would I say that in Spanish?
Espera, I would say, espera, like wait.
Espera. And how would I say, okay, how would I say hurry up?
Vamos, venga.
Vamos, venga, James. Vamos, venga.
That's all pretty Spanish.
Venga, venga, vamos, vamos. What else could we say?
That's what parents say to children all the time.
So if you're having an argument with someone.
Well, you're always going to say, cállate, shut up.
Cállate. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to leave you all to carry on with your session.
Adios. 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 Okay, we're on the Benga bus. We're on the Benga bus. That was the Benga bus, wasn't it? Thank you very much indeed.